This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Playing that now. I thought we were going to do that later. Is there a friend song from the Spice Girls that I missed?
Wait for it.
That is so hard. Crank it up. Let's hear it. Oh, there it is. Okay, got it. Yeah. Because the Spice Girls have tried to, or at least some of them tried to put a reunion together, but that apparently is not happening because of the egos of Mel C and Jerry Halliwell. So those of you who are Spice Girl fans, you can count me in.
I love the Spice Girls, and I saw them in concert. They're fun.
Yeah, I like the Dixie Chicks.
I like them, too.
Well, so, Dixie Chicks actually play instruments.
Yeah, they actually can sing and stuff.
Yes.
Really? What a concept. Yeah. It's 8 after the hour. Hello, welcome to the post-July 4th celebration of America, which would be the Good Day program. And the two of my pals are here, friendly as they are, Victoria Keelan and Kara she spent the day with, at least part of the day with me yesterday. And then she said she was happy about it, Victoria, because then she could go down, celebrate the 4th, and drink. I believe that's what she said.
You drove her to drink? That's the message I'm getting from this.
Subtle messaging there.
Not the first woman in my life to have come up with that conclusion. So let's go through what you did yesterday, Victoria. You were driving down the coast. You bought a new car. Everything you should have done. I didn't even think there were car dealers open on the 4th of July. Or did you buy this before the 4th?
We bought it on Saturday. Yeah, they were closed on Sunday and Monday. But, on Saturday, we were visiting my parents at the Jersey Shore, and my parents just got a new car, a new Chevy, and so we just decided to, you know, have lunch with them and drive by the dealership on our way to the beach. And 6 hours later, we drove home with a new car. So
there you go.
We missed the beach, but we got a great deal.
Let's hear it for America. The best thing about America, the 4th of July, is you can buy a car red, white, and blue, save money.
Except that 73% of the parts of our car are made in South Korea. It actually has a sticker on it that says that, which I thought was interesting.
It's assembled in America, but the parts come from all over the world. That's pretty much the case with almost everything now. It says made in America, and then there's supposed to be a... it's not supposed to be made in America. It's assembled in America. And you can say that for a lot of the European cars as well. For example, take almost anything that's made here. The locomotives that come out of General Electric, the planes coming out of Boeing, they're all assembled here. But the pieces come from companies all around the world.
I guess Tesla would be the only exception to that, right? Because isn't everything made in America?
I believe it is. Yeah. As long as we're going down the street, there are a number of car items Kara, you said you were going to the beach and you drank yesterday. Is that about it? I want to make sure.
I didn't go to the beach yesterday. That would have been nice.
You just went to drink. Well, it was raining yesterday. Actually, there. Wasn't it raining yesterday?
Yeah. Well, it didn't rain until the evening, but it was so gross the entire day. It was gray. It looked like it was about 8 p.m. the entire day. That's how dark it was.
Yeah.
But, no, I went to a cookout with friends, and there was, you know, a beer or two that was had while I was eating other stuff. I didn't just sit on a couch and drink by myself all day.
There you go. Okay. I was in the hayfield yesterday, try to fix broken balers and equipment and stuff. I was so frustrated, but the weather looked great. The forecast was for good weather right straight through Wednesday. So I have about 1,000 bales of hay in 3 different fields laying on the ground. And because late in the day, I finally got one of the balers fixed. We went out and and bailed a couple 300 bales. But I thought, okay, this is fine. The weather's going to be great. So what am I looking at outside the window today? Showers. So all the hay that's on the ground will get wet. It won't get ruined, but it makes just so much more work. But we do so badly need the rain. So
is it already in bales?
Thankful.
Is it tied up in bales?
There is some on a wagon. Let's see. Well, we have nine hay wagons. Of those nine, there are five that are filled, waiting either to be sold or put up in the barn. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes.
Or just offering hay rides to the children.
Well, that's not quite how you do it, because there are 200. The kids aren't going to climb up to the top of the... When you hay rides include sort of three or four bales maybe on the bottom of the wagon, and the kids can sit on it, and that's sort of what constitutes these days a hay ride.
When climbing, climbing bales of hay was one of my favorite things to do as a kid.
Yeah, it's great for scratching your legs. And the things that women don't normally like to do. But it is the smell of freshly mowed hay and baled hay is one of the things that's
great
always
smell.
Turned my eye. Ah, it's a terrific smell. Great, 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 great. A little more car news. As long as we get started in that department, we'll have some more car news in a moment or two. 15, let's make it 13 after the hour here on Tuesday.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
The hard iced tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little day-taking?
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
You don't have to be a retail giant or government agency to be the victim of a costly data breach. If you run a website and collect customer data, your small to mid-sized business is just as likely to be targeted by hackers. The Barracuda Web Application Firewall provides cost-effective instant security against automated and targeted attacks, making this WAF a must-have for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Web App Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/WAF.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, 15 after the hour. Doug, Victoria, and Kara Hertz in the news today. They want to offer ride sharing. If you are a fan of Uber, as I am, if you use Lyft, as a lot of people do, but you don't have a car, now Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, can rent one from Hertz. They have announced a national supply agreement for both Uber and Lyft. This is kind of an interesting new relationship. Think about it. Uber, I have a friend who drives for Lyft, and he said that they were offering him a car for $220 a month. He could have the car. He had to stay with them, I think, for X amount of time. Didn't say where it came from, but now I'm seeing how this program will work. This is something that's good for Hertz, something that's good for Uber, something good for Lyft. Hertz is not in the driver's seat anymore because they're not really the company they used to be. I find Hertz, I don't rent cars from anybody but Enterprise. I have been that way for the last 2, maybe 3 years. I found that Enterprise, for the most part, not in every city, and now I said, I sort of eat my words here, because the two cities that I travel in most, Boston and Los Angeles, the Los Angeles office has become so big and overshadowed by, especially later in the day, problems with help, but I still like their attitude most of the time. In Boston, I've had my problems with them, but in general, if you go to, I mean, whether it's Hertz or Avis or Budget, they're all a bunch of clowns for the most part. They're usually very badly managed. The cars are okay, but depending on who you rent from, remember the old days, some of you may remember this, some of you may not, they would only keep a car for 4 to 6 months, and then they would sell it. They'd keep it. You'd put, there was an X, like 4,000 miles, 5,000 miles. You never saw a rental car with 30,000 miles on it. But that's not unusual at all today. I remember renting a car in Denver last year. The thing had 34,000 miles on it. It smelled. I couldn't get an Enterprise car, so I had to rent from, I don't remember now who it was. I think it was Avis.
Oh, did it smell like cigarette smoke? Ah, the worst.
Awful. Awful, awful, awful. So, anyway, I'm going to bet maybe the time has passed, but if you're going to buy stock in a company and hold it for a little while, Hertz probably would have been a good stock to buy on Thursday or Friday last week before they made this announcement, because this will push their value up just a bit. And by the way, that's how a lot of people make a lot of money. People who are able to do this sort of trading at home, they watch things like this, and you get in and you get out. News from Tesla that they're not able to deliver as many cars, apparently, as they had hoped they would be able to. Fewer electric cars in the second quarter because they aren't able to keep up with production targets. So this will be a problem. One of the things that you got to be very careful about with a company like this is they have very strict quality requirements. And if you find that too many of the cars are being sold, there's too much demand for them, you know, they sort of, sometimes, I remember working in General Motors plant when I was a kid, and when there were more orders, we keep the line working longer, people get more tired. There were days when there would be, they had two shifts at that plant, and they would keep, they normally were 10-hour shifts, but they'd keep them going for 12. If they had to, if the production line, and they needed, this was a BOP plant, Buick Oldsmobile Pontiac, and they were selling cars, the convertibles, especially for whatever the reason they came out of that plant. And when they needed to go longer, they'd keep everybody there, and people get tired sometimes after 10, 11 hours, and they make mistakes and put the bolts in the right place.
Oy. Oh, boy.
So I don't know. I'm not saying that's the case with Tesla. I'm just saying that this is a good thing and a bad thing. It delivered 14,370 vehicles, Tesla did, during the last quarter. 9,745 of the Model S and 4,625 of the Model X, which is 15% fewer than had been predicted. They sharply ramped up production, cranking out 18,345 cars from April to June, 20% more than in the first quarter, but they wanted to produce 20,000, so they fell 3,000 short. They expect to produce and deliver 50,000 vehicles in the second half of the year, which is pretty much what they sold for the entire year last year. And again, that's what gets you into trouble when you are selling that many cars. It's that much of a people plus car. People are just very excited. Everybody I know who has a Tesla loves the thing. And so just keep your fingers crossed. And I think then Musk is smart enough to know that, Elon Musk, the founder, that people want a quality product, so
yes,
don't
they'll
push him
for it
too hard. 21 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
The hour here. You're right at Jupiter. Music focused on space. You may or may not have heard the good news from the NASA trip. The spaceship has gone, well, I don't call it a spaceship, it's a probe going to Juno. Well, to Jupiter, it's called Juno. This thing has ducked through intense belts of violent radiation, skimmed over the clouds of Jupiter at 130,000 miles an hour, finally got its spot yesterday in the orbit of the solar system's largest planet, Jupiter. Took 5 years for this space exploration to culminate. This was a $1 billion mission that you and I paid for. I'm very happy to pay for stuff. This is where I want my tax dollars to go, frankly, into space exploration, science work done by NASA. I am a space enthusiast through and through, so this was eagerly and anxiously anticipated by me. Last night, just before the midnight bell tolled on the East Coast here, the folks at NASA signaled that the spacecraft had completed a 35-minute engine burn that left it in the grip of its orbit around Jupiter. Now, think about this. It took it 5 years to get there, and they were able to control the burn from Earth that lasted 35 minutes to, to get this thing. Thanks to the jet propulsion folks in Pasadena, that's what's managing, that's the part of NASA that's managing this run. But it's just fascinating stuff to imagine.
It is kind of trippy, yeah. I'm anxious to see what we can actually learn about Jupiter. I watched some of the documentary about the lead scientist, and he's so enthusiastic about what we can learn from Jupiter.
What does he say we can learn?
About Jupiter. Well, he basically that he considers Jupiter to be as important in the solar system as the sun. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was saying that it's really important that we study Jupiter and that we learn about its climate and its history, and he just felt like it's going to unlock a lot of secrets about Earth.
Well, I think that because it's in a different stage, it's sort of one of those planets, and whether it is able to develop to the fullest extent like we have, but it's a gaseous planet, as you suggested, very large. This is the hardest thing NASA's ever done.
It's the furthest away we've ever been, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yep, and they get status messages for every maneuver of the spacecraft. When they push a button in Pasadena, then they have to wait a moment in order to get the information back. But the fact that they were able to fire the engine within 1 second of what had been planned in the calculations, and you think about this thing is, again, 5 years away, traveling at 130,000 miles an hour.
Cool.
Do the math. We're not so good at doing the math, but do that. All right. Apple and NASA have a new partnership. It's called Space Plus Music. Trent Reznor, Corinne Bailey Ray, Brad Paisley, and Weezer, among a group of artists, joining the new Apple and NASA partnership, which is aimed at informing and inspiring the public on the explorations like this Juno trip. The news came, I think on Friday, if I'm not mistaken, or maybe over the weekend. Part of the core DNA of Apple is blending science, art, and technology, so they say. Is that how you look at Apple? I guess, yeah.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Synergy will allow musicians to create music based on NASA's missions and Apple to produce educational materials for its Apple University program. So good for them. It's a good combination. Apple and the folks at NASA. Space and inspiring music. 28 after the hour.
Take the harder route. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Snapping at or lashing out at others is easy. It doesn't take any effort or skill to be impulsive, to lose your temper, or to lose self-control. The easy path doesn't always lead to what you want in life, however, so be mindful of that. To work hard is to put yourself in a position to succeed. To take the easy path is to put yourself in a position to run into a whole lot of trouble. Take the harder route. You don't have to snap at others. You want to. You don't have to lash out at others. It just feels easier to do that than to do the work on your self-talk to find out that you really are okay, even if you don't lash out. To learn the type of self-talk that will lead you down the path you want, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Like Monday feels like the first day of a new month, doesn't it? In many ways. Excuse me.
It does, actually.
Yeah, it does, with Victoria and Kara. So, we have good news. What in the world? Hold on just a second.
My allergies. It must be your allergies from the hay, because my allergies, I sneezed all weekend. If I didn't have Zyrtec, I would have died.
No, I don't take any of that stuff. I just try to keep my everything clean, you know what I mean?
You're
a
lucky.
Clean machine. Okay, so we have good news, not so good news, bad news. How about we do the good news first? Everybody on with that? Raise your hands if you're, yeah.
Okay.
Story of Benjamin Mathis and something called Urban Confessional. Mr. Mathis started Urban Confessional in 2012. He said his goal was to heal through the power of listening. This is something to listen to, ladies and gentlemen, because a lot can be learned by listening. You learn a lot more by keeping your mouth shut and your ears open, I have found. Oh, really, Doug? Then why don't you be quiet and listen to Victoria? Well, I suppose I could do that. Well, we'll listen to her tell us what she thinks about this project, which sends volunteers into certain cities to just listen to people who want to talk to somebody. So this thing started 4 years ago, and in that 4 years, Urban Confessional has expanded to 16 different countries, providing free listening service to allow people to be heard. Mr. Mathis says, quote, every time you share something, whether it's good or bad, someone takes the time to hear it, it kind of makes you feel complete. Plus, the benefits of this project are twofold, since the volunteers say they are also impacted well by active listening. In practice, the muscle of listening to other people, I practice the same muscle of listening to myself, said one of the volunteers. In practicing the muscle of listening, you listen. That is, it's a muscle, it's a skill. You then learn how to listen for what you say yourself. I think that's a very important thing to do. Very important. So this is good. Excellent, in fact.
Such a unique concept, and the fact that it works.
How does he get money? How does this thing...
I think it's just volunteer-based. I mean, it doesn't cost anything to stand on the street and listen to people.
Mm-hmm. So what do? You go up somebody, I'm walking down the street, you're walking down the street, and you're talking to yourself. How do you find the people to listen to?
Well, I think wherever they set up an outpost, you
all right,
can,
so they
know,
set up
know
sort
where
of
they
stand.
Are.
So it's got to cost some money to set these stands up. Somebody has got to be funding this. Is it Mr. Mathis himself who's funding it?
I don't think that there's really any funding. I mean,
well, if you're setting up a little stand,
well,
I mean,
or if you're just getting a permit from whatever city you're in, that's free.
Yeah.
You know,
that
you
often
just put
you
a t-shirt on and you just say, "Hey, if you want to have an urban confessional, come on over."
To listen to people, you have to have a permit. What's wrong with that?
I'm assuming. I don't know, but I'm assuming.
You're from New York. Then your problem is you live in New York. All right, so that brings me around to the not-so-good news, the explosion in Central Park yesterday. People trying to figure out what this fellow stepped on
Poor
in Central
kid.
Park. What happened here? What was that? What's that story about?
Over on the east side of Central Park, which is 5th Avenue and 65th Street, there are some what look like kind of boulders that are stacked on top of each other. I don't know the point of them in Central Park, but people climb up on top of them and you can have a better view. And these kids were climbing up on top of the boulders and there was some sort of explosive device that someone had left there and this poor kid stepped on it and they had to amputate his leg from the knee down. It's terrible.
This is so horrible. And my uncle was in a motorcycle accident a few years ago and lost his foot in the lower part of his leg and he has a prosthetic now, but just God, stories like this where it takes 5 seconds, you're doing something totally innocent and it's going to change the rest of his life.
Yeah, I know.
Oof. Therefore, what's the expression? There, but for the will of God, go you or me. That's something to think about. It is something to think about. I believe that there are no accidents. I don't know why things like that happen to people. There's a book by Rabbi Harold Kushner called When Bad Things Happen to Good People.
Yeah.
And it's hard to understand, explain, and accept stuff like that.
Yeah, I will say one of the good things about social media, at least, is that a ton of people have heard about this.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that someone will start a GoFundMe or something for this kid, and hopefully they will donate money, because this is going to cost, if he gets a prosthetic or surgery, any of those things are going to cost a ton of money, so hopefully he'll at least get a bit of help.
Yeah.
Speaking of GoFundMe, I got an email yesterday. We were talking about Facebook and GoFundMe, because Facebook yesterday announced over the weekend that they were going to start something that was similar to a GoFundMe campaign for people so they don't miss out, trying to make themselves relevant or keep themselves relevant to a certain extent. And so this lady sent me a note because she was, it was the husband, sorry, Tim sent me a note. Tim Eversole said, Doug, you're talking about Facebook GoFundMe. I think GoFundMe is a joke. I have seen GoFundMe request for a swing set for twin girls. Parents raised $3,000 to $4,000 for it. I opened an account for my son, who was a Marine veteran, who did his time in Iraq. When he returned home, he attended the fire academy, became an EMT, and moved back home to Michigan, became a paramedic. He later decided to drive a truck because he was being paid better. Since then, his life was turned upside down. by our Veterans Administration. My son was driving for a company offered a better position, driving from Michigan to Canada. The VA filled out his medical paperwork. He had PTSD and other things, had seizures. Anyway, the bottom line here is that he would look for help, apparently, and didn't get it. So he decided to vent and tell his story to me about how badly the VA took care of him, and nobody seems to want to step up. When I think part of his point here is that when people are disabled as a result of being in Iraq or Afghanistan, look for help on GoFundMe, he thinks that people don't pay attention to it.
I think it's that people tend to listen to stories that are kind of sweet, you know, like, okay, you want a place that, which is nice, but that there are a ton of people on GoFundMe who are having serious issues who are not necessarily seeing, you know, or getting any help. They're not getting any funds from GoFundMe.
There's a cutesy impact.
It's also, it's also hard. You have to have a social media presence in order to spread the word that you have a GoFundMe page. So there is a bit of a vicious cycle there, too.
Yeah. Well, but there's a bit of cutesiness, I have found anyway, to the things that I've followed on GoFundMe. And I've contributed to various requests for help on GoFundMe. It's a great idea. So Facebook doing it as a copycat. No, again, it's them trying to hold on. They're grabbing for straws at this point in time because the amount of usage and increase in visibility has dwindled at the expense of Twitter. Our ongoing Twitter conversation is at Good Day Show. I'm going to bet that people are going to be talking about the conversation we're going to have in a moment with Jordan Goodman about a fabulous opportunity that he's going to tell us about regarding a way to invest. So money in the focus next here at 43.
Do you want to learn English for free? Visit usalearns.org. Our free website offers hundreds of interesting videos and educational activities for learning English online. More than 7 million people around the world have used USA Learns to increase their job opportunities and improve their lives. Use your computer, laptop, or tablet and start learning English today for free at usalearns.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Wedding season is here. Weddings of all sizes call for smart budgeting. So as you plan the big day, keep this tip in mind.
Thoughtful lighting can create a magical wedding space and bring a whole new look to an area. To help couples stretch their wedding budget, look for lighting and decor options that you can use long after the big day. One popular trend in lighting is to string bulb lights throughout your space that are great for outdoor weddings. Many are weather and wind resistant, making them more reliable and safer than using candles. I find many of my favorite decor items like string lights at wholesale clubs. So when I'm shopping, I prefer to use my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card because I earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs as well as grocery stores. I also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
It's time now for America's Money Answer Man. Jordan Goodman is here on Good Day with a focus on the aftermath of that vote in England. The fear that's been created, Jordan, and the ideas that we need to get out of the stock market, silly things like that. But are they silly? Are there real reasons to be concerned?
There really are real reasons to be concerned, Doug. This is a big, big surprise. Going into that Brexit vote, as I called it, the bookies were saying 90% chance of staying in, 10% chance of leaving, and leaving won. So it was a real surprise. 52-48. So it's caused tremendous volatility in the markets. The stock market at first plummeted dramatically around the world, lost $3 trillion in market value, and then immediately came right back. So it's caused a tremendous amount of fear and uncertainty in the entire market.
All right. So as we look at this problem, you look at the good things. Interest rates have fallen. Money's pouring into the U.S. because it's safer here than it is in Europe or certainly in England, it would seem. So what is that doing to the value of our currency or the value of being here as far as putting your money here?
Well, you're right. Because of all the uncertainty, both in Britain and the rest of Europe, money is pouring into the U.S., which has pushed our interest rates down. The long-term treasury, 10-year treasury, is down to about 1.4%, which is the lowest we've ever seen in our lifetimes, Doug, 1.4%. And the banks, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, treasury bills, zero, basically. As far as the eye can see, there's no way you're going to earn anything by keeping your money in the bank. And I think that 1.4 could go even lower, potentially down to 1%. In Europe, there are literally negative interest rates. You go to a Swiss bank and say, I'd like a CD, they'll give you minus 3%. You'll get back 97 cents in your dollar. So rates have really come down a lot.
The Japanese are doing that, too, are they? Or are they able to put money in the bank? I've forgotten about it.
That's true. It's a very strange situation, but that's the way things are going.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about alternatives. A lot of people want to know what to do. I have a friend who has money in the bond market, and I think she's averaging 4%, maybe 5%. She's very conservative, doesn't want to take any chances, doesn't want to go, she's not outside the box. So what do you say to people like that to begin with, who are feeling that they need to
go outside the box? I guess the idea is go outside the box, because there really are some good alternatives that most people don't know about to earn much higher yields with a great amount of security. And something I'm doing myself is what's called a commercial real estate income fund. And what that does, it allows you to earn a secured 8% yield. You can either get monthly checks, or if you want, you can reinvest them back in the fund and keep your money compounding that way. There's a website people can find out about it, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2012. Now, this is only domestic. This is not having anything to do with Britain or Europe or Brexit or any of that thing whatsoever. What they're doing is they're lending money to high-quality commercial real estate developers that use it to renovate or build commercial properties. Could be like apartment buildings, shopping centers, assisted living homes, offices, those kind of things. They take the money, they renovate the place, pay interest, and a year to 18 months later, they sell it. And you actually, as an investor in a fund like this, get a piece of the profits when they sell the building, typically 18 months later. So you're going to get 8% a year, and then starting 18 months later, you'll get an additional maybe 2, 3%, something like that, when they sell, which is what's called a quarterly profit sharing. So there's an alternative you probably haven't heard about, Doug.
Yeah, one of the things that I know from my own experience is that real estate doesn't go up and down like the stock market does.
Correct.
I mean, there can be fluctuations, but there's a lot more, there's so much more, I don't know if it's liquidity, but there's stability in it.
Correct.
And that would be what would appeal to me.
Something like this does not fluctuate in value. In other words, you've got your stocks and bonds jumping all over the place here. This cannot go up. It cannot go down in value. It's purely designed for income. And you can do it as a long-term thing if you like. You know, just keep it in an IRA and then have those 8% monthly payments compounding and kind of grow it that way. You can do it outside an IRA as well. So say you're retired or semi-retired and you've got money sitting in a CD or bank account earning nothing. You put it in a commercial real estate income fund and get 8%, and now you've got some income to live off of without having your principal fluctuate in value anything. I mean, that's a big difference in today's world.
In order to find out more about this way to earn a secure 8% yield in what really is a 0% world, go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. There's a video you can watch, explains the whole thing in detail. Our thanks to America's Money Answers man, Jordan Goodman. He is known all over the country and all over the world as the man to go to for answering questions about financial security.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the Good Day program. A lot of things going on. Android devices, millions of them could be at risk of cyber attacks. Ooh, let's be afraid. Well, there's a story that we'll explain for you in a moment about a hacker who actually tells you how easy it is to get into your Android device. We'll find out how that works and maybe what you can do about protecting yourself. Up next to your Tech Talk time.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
All right, 55 past the hour. Victoria and Doug, the focus on first this, I guess this is a revelation of sorts, Victoria, the risky business of having an Android device. How is this any worse than having any other kind of device?
You know, for some reason, this is getting a lot of buzz online. Android as an operating system, people think more people have iPhones, but actually way more people have Androids. So this is, in terms of how many people this affects, it's a lot more than you might think, and it's a lot more than Apple users. And apparently the Android operating system, the Qualcomm chips are the ones that are really at risk, and Google and Qualcomm have been working on this for about 4 months now, and they said that they fixed the problem with some updated patches, and a patch is a patch. I mean, that's, you know, to me, that doesn't make me feel better. Well, it's a patch like you would patch anything else. If you have a little hole in your wall, you patch it up, but you're not building a new wall. So,
well, how do they accomplish that electronically?
Well, they'd have to build it. They'd have to build a full update. It would have to be a full upgrade instead of just a bug fix. So they're saying that the models of the Android phones, the Sony Xperia, the Nexus, Microsoft Lumia, the HTC One, the Samsung Galaxy, and the LG G5. You have a
Galaxy.
Samsung Galaxy?
I have.
Those are the ones that seem to be the most vulnerable. So whatever your service provider is, it's worth it to check out on their website any information they're posting. There may be an update that you're not aware of that you can download to fix some of the security leaks and holes. It's not a leak yet until you've been hacked, but there are some holes.
What is the motivation? I still am bewildered by that. The motivation to hack somebody's information.
Well, they can get all of your personal information that's stored on your phone. Mm-hmm. And the dangerous thing about this type of a security breach, if they can access your text messages, your emails, things that normally they don't get to in a hack, but in this case with the Android operating system, everything on your phone would be vulnerable. Meaning, if you, not that you're sending naughty pics to your girlfriend, but if you were through a text message, those are now vulnerable.
My girlfriend would throw the phone at me. All right. So, and at a certain age, I think maybe that all stops. So you'd like to think that was the case. If you dropped your phone into a toilet, into the swimming pool, into some puddle, there is a new way for you to fix the problem. You can, in fact, save your drowned phone. How do you do that?
Well, I actually had two friends this weekend. One dropped his phone into a pool, and the other dropped his phone into the ocean, and forgot that he had it in his shorts, and that was the end of it, and it was completely submerged. In the past, everyone said, take your phone, put it in a bag of rice, which is a decent way to do it, but now consumer testing has proven if you put it in kitty litter, you can save your phone. Just never use a hairdryer to dry it. Yep.
Hey, yeah, don't spray it with a dryer. That's
no.
A short circuit city. All right, yep. Some useful advice here at 59 past the hour.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.